League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Listening to Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network,
presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right. Let's go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line, because drivers who go with Progressive save over $750 on average. Joining us here on the Progressive Insurance guest line is Jerry Palm, CBS Sports senior writer and all things guru of college football. Jerry, thanks for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, we are doing great and better now that you're here. Want to ask you about Jim Harbaugh and Michigan. Obviously, things have been disappointing. Do you see Jim Harbaugh as the coach of Michigan next year?
That's a good question. I don't think they're going to fire him, but I could see him leaving on his own.
Why have things not worked out better there?
Well, look, they hired him to beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, you know, most coaches, and, you know, prior to this year, they've been winning 9-10 games a year, right? So at any place else, that's great. But at Michigan, it's not, because one of those wins every year is not Ohio State. And honestly, that's not Harbaugh's fault. I mean, Ohio State is just got this machine going. You know, they recruit better than everybody else in the league. And Michigan hasn't been able to catch up. And I don't know what coach is going to change that, but it doesn't seem to be Harbaugh. And I mean, really, any other coach who's winning 9 or 10 games a year then has a pandemic year, you know, that goes off the rails is going to get a break, because it's been a, you know, strange year for everybody. But, you know, Michigan fans were frustrated to begin with, because he's not winning. It's not that he's not winning enough. It's that he's coming up one game short every year. And, but now, you know, this year's been an unmitigated disaster. And so, you know, firing coaches with big buyouts is not an easy thing to do in this environment in college football. So you may see, it's going to take a special circumstance and somebody with deep pockets to actually fire a coach. But, you know, the NFL could come calling for Jim Harbaugh again, and maybe he would consider doing that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jerry. I think it's a really tough time. And I think that Jim Harbaugh has had so much success at both the college level, what he did at Stanford, and then again at the NFL. I could see him quietly sunsetting into an NFL job and doing that, you know, to keep him up to date, which he should be. But look at University of Texas, similar situation. Chris Del Conte, Tom Herman have a frosty relationship. Tom Herman has not been what they've wanted. They're 30-18 over the past four seasons, clearly not making the Big 12 championship yet again. What does Texas do with this, you know, $15 million buyout?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, I guess they fundraise if they want to change coaches, you know. South Carolina did it. You know, South Carolina got rid of Will Muschamp and came up with the money to buy him out. So, you know, if that's what you want to do, you know, Texas has probably got pockets deep enough to do that. You know, Michigan's probably got donors with pockets deep enough to do that if that's what they really want. But, you know, that's what it's going to take. He's probably not going to leave on his own. He's going to leave with his big sack of money that he's owed. And, but yeah, Texas has got a vision of itself that isn't happening right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tennessee is kind of the same way, although it's been a longer drought at Tennessee, you know, where fans are, you know, not far enough removed yet from, you know, being at the top of the sport. And for Texas, gosh, when was the last time Texas was at the top of the sport? When Vince Young was the quarterback,
2005,
right? Yeah. So, you know, And for Tennessee, it's like 98. So, you know, fans' expectations haven't adjusted to their current reality, and they may never. And really, at Texas, you know, Texas has got the resources to be better than they are. So I can understand that frustration. I think they're going to try and get the money and get rid of Tom Herman there.
And you think that will happen this year as opposed to next year?
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny because the pandemic at that same school probably saved Shaka Smart's job.
Mm-hmm.
And look what that start they're off to this
right.
year.
Yeah, that's a great point. You're so right. So Jerry, you mentioned Tennessee. So they're on their fourth coach in 12 years. How much of this is on the AD?
Well, the AD's kind of new at the job right now. You know, Phil Fulmer hasn't been there that long, although I think he hired this coach. He's been mm-hmm. long enough for that. But, you know, but at some point, you've got to get the right guy who can recruit in an environment where you're competing with Florida and Georgia in your own division and Alabama and, you know, LSU's having an off year, but, you know, they'll be back. You know, Texas A&M's improving. I mean, that's a tough league to recruit in. If you're in the middle of it, you know, it's hard. You got to have a guy who can really sell your program. And Tennessee, you know, that's not a bad place. You know, that's a place you can win. They've shown it. It's just been a long time. But they got to have the right guy, and I don't know if they've got the right guy now.
We're talking with Jerry Palm, CBS senior sports writer. Would love to ask you about the latest college football rankings. We've got the top four, but who's not in the top four? What team do you think that team deserves to be up there? A&M, Florida, Cincinnati, those teams are just outside the big four. Who gives you heartache?
Nobody. The four best are in the top four this season. Now, that may change, but I think those are the four best teams. You know, A&M is having a great year. They've got probably their last difficult game this week, and if they can win that, they've got a shot without winning the league, because they're not going to win the league because they're not going to win the division, but they've got a chance to possibly back into it. But Clemson and Notre Dame have been terrific all year. Ohio State hasn't had a chance to play that much, but I think we all know what a talented team that is. But they're going to have to prove it these last few games. You know, they can't take a week off. They don't have enough weeks to take weeks off. But I still think those are the four best teams.
Okay, but at least there'll be some losses coming up. Presumably Clemson, Notre Dame play in the ACC championship game. Alabama's probably going to play Florida. What happens with Clemson, Notre Dame? Do you think even after they play that both of them can find their way into that game?
I don't think Clemson does with two losses. Clemson has to win, and then they both can be in that game.
Yeah.
Or in the playoff. But if Clemson loses twice, it's going to open the door for somebody else. It's not going to be Cincinnati. I don't think Clemson's going to drop below Cincinnati. But it could be that A&M, if they beat Auburn and went out, could back their way in at that point.
And how are you feeling about the top two or three candidates for the Heisman now? Trevor Lawrence coming back, playing well. Who else do you see giving him competition?
Yeah, Kyle Trask is having a ridiculous year at Florida. If it wasn't for Pitts getting hurt for a few weeks, he might be part of that conversation as well. Mac Jones at Alabama. I think it's going to be hard for Justin Fields just because he's not going to play enough. He's not being seen enough to win that award. He's probably a good enough player to do it, but I just don't think he's going to play enough. I would say that it's Trask and Jones and Trevor Lawrence at this point.
We're talking to Jerry Palm, CBS senior sports writer. Let me ask you about the quarterbacks coming out of college this year. It looks like another good group. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence, the big headline, presumably going number one overall. But how many quarterbacks do you think will be taken in the first round?
Gosh, it could be a pretty good year. I mean, some of it's going to depend on team needs. I don't know how many of these guys are really franchise quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence is. Kyle Trask might be. Justin Fields, I would think, is probably second in line for the possible franchise quarterback. I don't know how the pro scouts feel about Zach Wilson at BYU, but he's having a terrific year. Mac Jones is going to get picked by somebody. I mean, those are probably all first-round level guys, but the guys that could probably change your franchise if you surround them with good enough people, which is a mistake too many teams make. the Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields to me.
When I look at this Oklahoma Sooners team, they've come on late, and the guy that stood out to me is Spencer Rattler. I think he'll be in the Heisman race next year. With Lincoln Riley coaching him, what has he shown you?
Well, resilience, because this is a team that got off to a really disappointing start with high expectations. And, I mean, you look at what happened at Michigan and Penn State and other places that got off to rough starts. Everything went completely off the rails, and Oklahoma's rallied. And now it looks like a team that I think you'd have to consider them the favorite to win the Big 12, even though Iowa State may finish first in the league, and be the higher seed, if you will, in the conference championship game. And they're terrific. They're having a fantastic year. And I don't mean disrespect to them. But Oklahoma looks like the team we thought they would be, at the beginning of the year. But they had to bounce back. And we haven't seen a lot of bounce back this year. And Oklahoma's bounced back. And I think that Spencer had something to do with that.
Jerry, how will the Big Ten handle Ohio State if they end up not having enough games played to be in the Big Ten title game? Because I know this weekend's matchup against Michigan State is planning to be played, but still a little bit hangs in the balance.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's finally on a plane on their way there.
Good.
Yeah, Ohio State must have done a great job of managing this problem, because every other Big Ten team that's had a COVID problem have missed two consecutive games, not just one. And Ohio State's managed it. I think the league athletic directors, if Ohio State plays this week and the Michigan game can't go off because Michigan's got a problem, that they'll put Ohio State in the championship game anyway. And it's up to the athletic directors. They're the one who set this eligibility rule for that game. They didn't really build much flexibility into it, which was a bad idea. They didn't really think that through very well, and I think they'll fix that.
Jerry, as usual, you're outstanding. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, anytime. Thanks.
Really appreciate that. Jerry Palm, he is a CBS senior sports writer. He'd probably like me to say he's a CBS sports senior writer. Not a senior writer, right. He is a young man, to be sure. All right, when we come back, we're going to shift gears. We'll look back at the NFL, and we're going to unpack what has happened in the NFC East. How much will it take to win that division when we return on the Sports Map Radio Network?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.